How we doing, everyone? Welcome to the Albert Burgess Show. Apologies for not doing one sooner. I know it's been a while, but yeah, just been really busy, to be honest. Lots of things going on, lots of things happening, and I've not been too well. So apologies if I sound a little bit croaky or a little bit sniffly. Still battling the flu. We're in the championship rounds of it now. Showing it who's boss. About to KO it and rid it from my body. So that will be gone. But yeah, I wanted to hop on here and just, have a little waffle, drop a podcast. I know a lot of you have taken a lot of value from this when you're on walks and gyms and stuff. So, I really appreciate that. It means the world to me. And I'm glad that there's value being taken from it. That's just the whole reason I do it. So, a lot of the questions lately seem to be, a lot of things on like mindset and becoming a better person. So I figured that, we'll go over that today, just sort of things that have helped me, on my journey. And it's not just trading related. If you're listening to this and you're not interested in trading, it's still, very applicable in natural life, in any kind of business, in anything that you want to do, even if you, you want to go to a gym and whatever it is. So don't just feel like it's only a trading podcast. I'm going to try and structure it somehow a little bit more efficiently maybe, but a lot of you know me, know I kind of just sort of literally, I've just picked up the mic and I'm going to start spraying bars, one take. If my doorbell goes again, I'll be answering it. So yeah, let's get into it. So I think, the biggest thing for me is this last year, I've been doing a lot of reflection these last few weeks, because this time last year, I was certainly not in the position that I'm in. And I think it's really important that you look back and reflect on what you have, what you had, how far you've come, where you're going, and you're just generally, you're grateful for what's happened to you. So I think the biggest thing to note with kind of self-development is it all stems from you, right? Like it's all down to you, and it always is. Everything in life that you do or that comes your way, usually it's in your control. Of course, there's going to be certain variances where it's not, and of course you have to ask yourself in that moment, can I control the outcome? See, my voice is going. Can I control the outcome of what's about to happen or what's happened? If you can, then by all means you can look at ways to control it, to fix it, to deal with it, to move on from it. If you can't, there and then you literally need to let go of it and move on. So I think when you look at becoming a better person, I wanted something. I wanted to be better. I wanted money. I wanted wealth. I wanted freedom. You could say the work ethic I had, if you look at a basis of a normal job, I used to always work very hard. I'd do overtime. I'd put the hours in. But I wanted more than that. A lot of the time I used to sit there and moan and say, oh man, look at him, he's got all that, he's so lucky, or look at her, why have I not got that? It's all down to how my hand was dealt, and all this rubbish. And only when I actually stopped procrastinating about those things and actually said to myself, all right, big man, like, you want to make a change, then do it. What are you going to do about it? And that's where it starts, is what are you going to do to change the situation and to give yourself a better outcome, or the outcome that you want? And all things that potentially I'd laugh about: reading, yoga, meditation, waking up early, cold showers, consistency. Like, there's so many things. Naturally, you're in a group of mates. You're like, yeah, whatever. That's all load of shit, mate. Nah, this person just got lucky, mate. There's no such thing as that. Or you've not got any talent. Or I'm sorry, I don't agree. You can do anything, but you've got to be willing to make changes. You've got to be willing to make sacrifices. And above all else, you've got to be willing to actually say to yourself, you know what, this is going to be hard, it's going to challenge me, but I'm up for it. I think, when I look back at things that helped me, there's no one thing that was like, it was that. I'd be lying if I said to you, it was waking up every morning, standing on my head and doing a spin, because I don't even do that. I probably break my neck. and it's a lie. You know, I'm not going to give away some secret sauce one day and be like, oh, this was the secret. The secret is, for me, it's consistency. It's getting up every morning, even when you don't want to. And as soon as your feet touch the floor, something I've done for the last 8 months is I say to myself, today's going to be a great day. And the power that's had is it tends to shape my day. And every day's great. Every day, the fact that I can open my eyes and the fact that I can see my children, I can see my missus, I can get in a warm shower, I can go downstairs, I can make food, I can boil a kettle, I can connect to the internet. All these crazy things that naturally in our lives we're like, what are you on about? That's normal. It's not. It really isn't. There are so many people that would kill to give, for you to give them those things. And we take them for granted. So I would say consistency and gratitude was truly the real turning points for me. I keep a gratitude journal. I'd say when I go to bed at night, I talk to my subconscious mind. I'm a very big believer in that and learned about the mind a lot. And I generally feel like what you're last thinking about before bed, you tend to envision while you're sleeping, and you tend to put that into existence. And when I wake up, I say the same. And it's always ended with gratitude. You know, I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for my kids' health. I'm grateful for having a family. I'm grateful for water. I'm grateful for a bed. I'm grateful for the pillow my head rested on. I'm grateful for food. You know, you get the gist of it. But it's something that, again, consistently I've done. It's all well and good doing something, but if you don't do it consistently, then it doesn't work. And I think everybody's out here searching for that one quick, bosh, completed it, mate. I'm a success, or I've done it. And I think anything you do in life, doesn't matter whether it's trading, gym, heart surgery, doctoring, vet, whatever it is, you're going to come across failures, and you're going to come across a point where you have to be consistent in what you're doing, or you aren't going to get there. So when I look back at, you know, the consistent things, they don't sound like much, but they really helped me in get into the position that I'm in. And like I always say, and you know, I want to stress this again, I'm nowhere near the pinnacle of my success. I am nowhere near sitting here being egotistical, saying, look at me, I've completed it. That isn't me. If you don't know me, honestly, I'm not that kind of person at all. Very humble, and you know, I still know there's a hell of a lot for me to do and achieve in life, and I still have that drive, and I think that's also important. Because if you just chase one goal, you get that goal, and then you're like, oh, what do I do now? There's no purpose. Then you just end up going back into a spiral of, you're probably worse off than when you were chasing a goal. So it's great to have goals, but I would say set goals so big that, you know, they're achievable, of course, but they're going to take you some time. Have intermediate goals, have smaller goals in between. You know, everyone's goal is like freedom, leaving work, for instance. But make sure when you leave work, you actually do all the things you say you want to do when you're at work. You know, because it's very easy to leave work and go, I'm staying in bed till 10 in the morning. I'm going to doss all day and play PlayStation. I'm going to eat everything. I'm not going to do anything. You know, what that does is it starts to affect your health. Now, I'm not saying I did that, but there was a lot of times where I've always woke up early. You know, I've never been a lying kind of person. I'm always up at sort of, you know, 6 or 7 usually. Now I'm sort of 5, 6. But I kind of got into that, like neglecting my health. You know, I kind of stopped worrying about my image, my health, which, I mean, it's great. You shouldn't worry about your image in the sense of what people think, because I couldn't give 2 shits what anyone thinks about me. You know, you should do everything you do for yourself, not for somebody else. But it's more the fact of, you know, neglecting your health is the most important thing we have. Health is, in theory, it's our only kind of, well, it's all we have. Same as time. You know, time, people say, is like the only real currency, because, you know, you need to spend your time wise, because you'll never get it back. Your health is the same. If you neglect it, you'll get to a point where you might not be here anymore. You might not wake up. You might shorten your life. And this goes for everything, whether you're working too long, whether you're overworking yourself, whether you're not eating correctly, whether you're not drinking because you feel like, oh, hard work, there's a line where you also need to have a life and have balance. I neglected myself a lot, and you know, now I'm starting to realize, oh, actually, you know, maybe I need to sort some things out. And I have been the last few months, and I'm feeling really good for it. What I'm trying to say is, you know, becoming a better person, it's a choice, right? Read a book, understand what the book says, listen to podcasts, cut out the useless people you follow on Instagram, cut out the friendship circle that are not interested about anything but going to the pub and getting pissed up, cut out the circle of people that tell you what you're doing isn't going to work and you should get a real job, cut out the circle of people that don't support you or that get jealous when you achieve things. You know, you need to surround yourself with people that are actually in, you know, bigging you up. You know, those people that message you and go, bro, you know what, you're killing it and it's so good to see, they're the ones you want around you, man, because that doesn't cost them anything. They just thought, you know, I'm gonna pop in and say, yo, big man, you're smashing it. The ones that tell you, oh, you help me, you know, we're besties, or oh, what you're doing is a load of shit, or stop wasting your time, or get a real job. Like, bin them off, mate, because they're going to be the same people forever. They're going to be zombified, going to a job they hate, moaning about it forever, living for the weekend only, and they're going to die, and they're going to hate their life, and they're going to live with regret. And listen, you don't need to be around those people. So instantly, shoo-shoo, get away from those people. What you need to do, but that's what I'm saying, that's a choice you have to make. Do I want to go to the pub with these people and chat shit? Or do I want to do this? Do I want to go to the... You do have to sacrifice things. You are going to spend a lot of time on your own. But there's nothing wrong with spending time on your own, working for yourself, on yourself, to better your future and better your life. So again, there's a choice. And I think there's a choice of everything. And it's about you. It's about if you want to make that choice. And it's about understanding, right? Like, here's a funny example. So I've been back to the gym for about a week. Obviously, I've been nursing this injury that I've had. And I've decided that the injury doesn't belong in my body and I'm going to get over it. I've just had an MRI scan. I'm waiting for my results. But I have decided, look, I'm not letting this problem affect me anymore. It stopped me doing things for the last year. I'm going to the gym. I've been at the gym for about a week. And every morning I'm looking in the mirror and I'm trying to check myself out. I'm like, oh, I don't see any changes yet. That's very, very common, I would imagine, with everyone, right? And this is that critical point where it's like, so what do you do now? Do you go, oh, there's been no changes, I've been good for a week, ah, fuck this, I ain't doing it anymore. And do you just go and back to normal life and plummet into eating what you want? Oh, exercise is overrated, mate, don't need that, nothing, it doesn't work. No, you understand that it takes time for your body to change. The body itself is an incredible, incredible machine. It does so many things that when you think about it, you're like, whoa, that's mad. It's not going to just, boom, I've got abs, mate, chilling, I've lost all my weight. It's going to take time, it's going to take effort, it's going to take dedication. So again, what comes into this? Consistency. Go to the gym every day, continue eating well, make the right choices, boom. The fitness industry, I use that example because I was big on fitness before and I realised, because I'd done it, everyone's searching for secret sauce. How do I lose weight so fast? How do I do this? Those of you that understand fitness will understand most of it's due, well, it is down to diet, calories in, calories out. Most of the time, all these fad diets that you see, like Slim Fast or Cocoa Beans or Drink Me and Lose Weight or This Isn't Gonna Work But It's Just Got Loads of Marketing Behind It, they're just calorie deficits. They're just huge, huge, huge decrease in calories and people lose a little bit of weight. They don't do it very healthily and then boom, they put weight back on. There's no secret sauce, right? It's the same in trading. There's no secret sauce. It's about understanding your edge and it's about executing your edge over and over again. The only way you understand it is by actually doing the end of day markups, is by doing the back testing, by doing the case studies, by going live and losing money, by hitting stop losses, by entering the market, by spectating and actually watching the market, like watching the content if you're a part of a community, understanding the content, talking to your mentor and saying to your mentor, hey man, I don't get this, can you explain it? Getting other people's visions, again, being surrounded by people that also are in that position where they can help you, accountability partners. It's the same with the gym. You turn up to a gym on your first day, I don't even know how that machine works, man, I don't know what that does. Oh my God, what's that? Oh my God. People were looking at me, oh, they're judging me, oh my God. But no one cares, right? No one cares about you, no one's bothered. You get the odd person twat in the gym who judges, but whatever, mate, they can go and freaking smoke a fart or something. Like, at the end of the day, you go into that gym, you using that machine, you lifting those weights, you going up in weights, you increasing your tempo, you increasing your volume, you increasing what you eat or decreasing what you eat, you hitting your macros. all those things, all of a sudden one morning you're going to wake up and you're going to be like, yo, big man, look at me. Like, I've got this chiseled chest. I can see my tricep. You know that bit when your tricep's all cut and your shoulders pop in and you're looking like Thor? You know, you've got all that going for you. You've got the little V going into the groin and you've got the abs and you get like a bit of cheese. You start grating them on the morning. All of a sudden that happens, yeah? And you're like, oh, it happened overnight. What did I do yesterday? I did something. Nothing, bro. Consistency led you there. So now you need to stay consistent to maintain it. Of course, now you can maybe tweak your calories to maintenance calories. You can tweak it, right? It's the same in trading. You'll pass your FTMO or you'll get your own private money and you'll make good money on it. Don't then just get complacent and be like, smash this, bruv. I don't need to be consistent anymore. It was that thing yesterday I did. You know, yesterday when I like, yeah, I did a cartwheel before I traded and I hit TP. Yeah, it's cartwheels. No, it's not, man. You were just happy, you were in the flow, and you'd followed the consistency of all the things that you've done over the last couple of weeks and months, and they've led you to that point now where you're being consistent and you're taking profitable trades. It's the same in anything that you do, but unfortunately, the trade industry has been absolutely bamboozled with scams and with gurus preaching you can flip 100 quid to millions, and unfortunately, people fall for that, and it's very easy because the mind is very wired to money. And as humans, we attain money that it's the be all and end all, which it isn't. And we put it on a pedestal. So if someone offers us money or a way out of what we're not happy about, and it seems easy, we will do it because we don't want to put the work in because we're lazy. And that goes for the whole human race. We are pretty lazy. So what I'm trying to get at here, I know it might sound like a load of spiel, but understanding that at the beginning when I said the two most important things for me were consistency and gratitude, notice how the consistency is in everything that you do. If you're struggling at the moment and you're not getting there, you're like, oh, it's frustrating me, why is it not working, why is it not happening? Understand, keep going. Like, it will get better. Don't get me wrong, I'm a big advocate as well for something. I was talking to someone the other day about trading and they just said they feel like they're getting burned out. You know, it's too much, they've been into it for years and they're not having much success. My advice, if that's you, take a week off. Like, Christmas is coming, right? The markets, I wouldn't say they're bad at Christmas. Every week, every month, there's opportunity. Never judge it by, oh, it's Christmas, it'll be slow. Judge it by when you wake up, how does it look? Adapt and react. Don't just assume. If you come into the market with an expectation, or if you go into anything in life with expectation, you know, like those things you don't want to do. Let's say you're a kid or even an adult and you've got an event coming and you're like, I'm dreading it, and you build all these stories in your head and these pictures in your head and you're like, oh, I don't want to do this, it's going to be so bad, oh my god. Then you actually do the event and it's actually lit and you're like, yo, that was sick. The brain's wired to focus on all the negative stuff. It does it to protect you. It's literally a protection mechanism, and a lot of it happens from when you're little. And it goes, oh, I had a bad experience with this, so what we're going to do is we're going to make it really negative, so then we probably won't go, or we probably won't do it, because we don't want to be subject to fear or to heartache or anything. So if we don't do it, then we won't have it. And it's the same with executing, right, on the market. If you don't push the button, then you won't fit. If it doesn't, you know, if it fails and goes through your stop loss, you're not going to be bothered because you're like, well, I didn't do it, so I feel great. But you're also not getting in the game, you're not trading, and you're not going to get anywhere. So the brain's very much wired that way. So it's like, you need to focus on, okay, you know, all these events I've had in my life, I've seen this happen, expectations, whatever. December could be a great month, but I'm going to make a decision that's, let's say, the last 2 weeks of December. It's something I'm personally going to do. The last 2 weeks of December, I won't be trading. I'm not going to look at a chart. I'll be active on the social bits and bobs here and there, and I'll be in within the Discord, but I'm not going to personally trade. I'm going to trade the first 2 weeks. I'm going to have the rest of it off. I'm going to take a break. I'm just going to refresh, recoup, reflect, and just spend time with my family. Why not do something similar? Why not take a break? Come away from a chart? Because the problem is, if you're chasing it and you're forcing it and you're not having much luck and things aren't working, you're going to get to a point where you're going to hate it and resent trading, and then you're going to say it doesn't work, and you're probably going to fall back into that, I've got to stay at my job. So what I would say is take a break, come back to the chart. I did it recently. I had a week off from trading, not because I felt like I was annoyed with it. I've had an incredible year, but I woke up and I was like, I just don't want to trade. I'm not feeling it. And I listened to my body, and it's really important that you do that. And I said, you know what, I'm not going to trade, because if I do, I'll probably do something stupid. I must have missed out on, not saying I would have caught all of it, but I think that week there was 130% on offer. I probably would have took 10, 15 of that and been chilling. I was fine. I didn't care. I was like, oh well, next week there'll be something, whatever, doesn't matter. And I felt so good. When I came back to the chart the week after, I was like, oh, I'm buzzing for this. I'm feeling good. I want to get stuck in. I want to have this large because I've had a little break. It's okay to have a break. It doesn't mean you've given up or you've quit. You're just resting. You're doing other things. You're enjoying other things in life. And then you come back ready to go again. So I think that's something really important. And a lot of you should maybe be looking at doing, you know, in December. And again, I base this off of a lot of the messages I receive. I'm not telling you all you should always take breaks, but I'm just saying it's very good for the mind and body. You do not need to trade every single day and try and catch every single move every day. That's not trading. Like, you don't have to do that. You know, that's a big piece of advice. But you know, going back to the whole self-development and process stuff, like, honestly, it's within you. You've got to make a decision. You know, for me, reading, yoga, meditation, going for a walk every day, communication, socializing with others, surrounding myself with the right people, finding the right community with an edge that makes sense, then building that edge and kind of constructing that edge to suit you, and obviously digging into the findings and understanding, kind of finding your own findings that you're like, oh my God, and you can share, and helping other people with, like, all those things, they're all habits I created. They're all things I do consistently, every day. End of day markups, even if I go out for the day, I'll come home and do an end of day markup. I will always, no matter what, because it helps me. One, I've got data to look back at, but two, I'm still showing my brain the same things there. Look, my edge is working. It's always the same. Relax. You know, you should be able to trade realistically without your heart rate going up or down. If your heart rate's going up when you put a trade on, or when it comes near stop loss, or when you take a loss, there's a problem. It means your adrenaline's kicking in, which means your brain's starting to go into fight or flight. Why is your brain going into fight or flight? Because it's got a bad experience of trading. Now it's worried and thinks trading is now a lion chasing you down the road. So you're like, oh my God, I've got to run away. You need to distinguish, why is it feeling like that, and how do I change that? So there's many, many different things and mechanisms that, you know, go through our head on a daily basis. It's important you're filling your brain with the right things. I went through my Instagram, and honestly, all the influencers and blue tick people that I follow, if they're not people that are actually like entrepreneurial and doing something more with their life, and they're just posting pictures in Dubai in a bikini and throwing Grey Goose bottles around the club, they're literally not on my Instagram anymore, because all the algorithm does is it shows me that stuff, and I don't want to see that stuff. I want to see people creating businesses, dropping quotes that resonate. I want to see people leveling up. So honestly, the people you follow on these social media platforms is also massive. If someone on there is just pointlessly there, or a friend's on there that's negative and moaning, or there's a Karen that keeps putting things down, mate, stick them in the bin. See you later, because they're not doing anything for your head. They're not helping you level up, and you need to level up. And sometimes you have to be harsh, and you have to be brutal, and you have to make decisions that at the time you think, whoa, that was tough. But again, being the CEO of your own life, you're in charge, so you have to take charge, you have to take control, because otherwise you're going to end up just living with regret and thinking you can't do something. You can do anything if you put your mind to it, if you put the work in, and if you consistently show up. So what I would say with that is, yeah man, like, we're coming to the end of the year. I'd like to try and drop another podcast before the end of the year, but we're coming to the end of the year. It's been an incredible year for all of us. No matter what you think, you've done things this year, and you've made things, or you've achieved things that you hadn't last year. Yes, there's been ups and downs. Yes, there's probably been tough battles. But ask yourself this: all the tough battles that have come your way, all the hardships that have come your way, you're still here, right? So you got out of them, and you got round them, and you got through them. So anything else that comes your way, you will get through. What you have to say is, I can. Remove the can't. I can, I will, I'm going to. Change the language. The way you speak to yourself is so important. That little voice in your head, if you're talking to it negatively every day, it'll start to create negative thoughts. If you acknowledge the negative thoughts, but then push them away and focus on the fact that you're being positive, and you're changing slight words, such as I'm trying to, I'm going to, or I can, or, you know, switching things up just a little bit, you'll notice the difference and the impact it has. But above all else, consistency. I hope that was some value. I've just realized I've done 24 minutes of talking. Like I say, I literally just sat down and just spoke.
So yeah, I hope that added some value. I hope you all have an incredible week. And I will be back soon with episode 4. Have a lovely week. Peace and love, homies.